888-900-8988 today.
No apologies at the White House happy hour, or beer gate, as some are calling it. Oh, the nicknames are pretty funny. And the photo ops were aplenty. We'll talk about that. Also, healthcare reform, no vote, baby, before Congress breaks in August. So it gets tossed to the fall with everything else that's being tossed around, like cap and trade. That also gets picked up in the fall as well. Forget about turning your clunkers in. Or maybe not. You could get up to $4,500 if you get less than 18 miles a gallon on the highway. However, that Cash for Clunkers program that was voted on back in June was thought of to be a tremendous idea because, you know, hey, that goes hand in hand with let's get the gas guzzlers off the road. Now it turns out there's no money to pay for it. Since so many people jumped on it in the first week. So if you were thinking of turning in your clunker, you might have to just hold off. According to the White House, they're going to come up with the money somehow. Congress says they are out of money for that program. So it's a coin toss, baby. Don't give up yet, I guess. That's the answer. They'll find the money somewhere, maybe in a shoebox, because we're all looking for that money, right? Gold. Got to go back into the closet and dig out the gold and see if there's any left. All right, let's jump to healthcare and healthcare reform before we get to what happened at the White House with Professor Gates and Sergeant Crowley and the President and Joe Biden hung around and was part of the deal, too. Because healthcare reform, frankly, has dominated the airwaves here on America Tonight, and it should. It affects every single one of us. It's funny because today I just got my new health care card from Aetna. I'll tell you, that's my health insurer. I got it in the mail, and I had a checkup today, so I used my health care card as well. And I was thinking about the coverage I get, which is okay. It's pretty good. I haven't had any problems. I'm knock on wood, I'm healthy, and I haven't had any extreme things to use it for either. But every single one of us can relate to the cost of health care, and whether we're juggling a couple of different options around or whatever it is. So do I think there should be some kind of reform? Absolutely. Do I think that currently what we're hearing coming out of Washington is the way to go? I say absolutely not. There's too much confusion. There's not a lot of agreement on most of what the bill contains. It changes from day to day, minute to minute, committee to committee. There needs to be more time to re-rack this thing. Virginia's Eric Cantor, Republican, agrees. He chatted with Andrea Mitchell earlier in the day, and I happened to catch that. And he talked about the GOP's plan from the House and what Congress is thinking of. And he was part of that. It's $700 billion plan. I mentioned it briefly on one of our shows. And he feels like I do. Do we really need the government to completely take over health care? Here's what he said.
I think right now where we are is this attempt to try and pull the bill towards where the blue dogs are has now caused many more on the other side in terms of the philosophical spectrum, those on the far left, to now say they will oppose the bill. And really, I might even venture to say that there are probably more people against this plan in Congress now than there were yesterday, and which speaks to the matter of the public. You know, as you were mentioning the polls, Andrea, I think the polls reflect a lot of uncertainty about what this plan is really going to do for people's health care. And that's why we're here as Republicans saying, look, we've got a plan. We want to engage. We want to be a part of the solution here. But we cannot embrace this incredible grab here in trying to inject government more into the health care decision making. What we're trying to do, Andrea, is tell them where House Republicans are. House Republicans have a plan. We believe that you ought to be saving tax-free for health care. We believe that you ought to have flexibility in the insurance laws so you don't lose your coverage when you lose your job. We believe that small businesses and individuals that have the same benefit and discounts that the larger folks have in terms of purchasing health care.
All right, so it's pretty much everything that we've talked about that Cantor said, of course. And the main thrust is you can't rush this through. There's no way. The 4 weeks wasn't enough time. I don't care how much midnight oil they were burning and how many pizzas they were ordering and how much schmoozing they were doing. Like I said, every day is a different day. You hear a different story. There's a group that are close on one thing, then they come back, and then the Blue Dog stops something, and do they have enough to get it through committee? That means to me they're once again all over the map, and you cannot expect the American people to embrace a measure they don't even understand, for goodness sake. And, of course, they don't understand it because, like I said, every time we turn around, there's been a change. So that's okay. When you're discussing it, that's the idea. Make the changes. Hear the people. Hear what they say. Hear what they want. It's obvious people are worried that their health care is going to get jigged up, and for people who have decent health care. And the ones that don't, they might want health care, but they don't have big bucks to pay for the health care. They're in between jobs. They're unemployed, whatever the situation is. Or people who own small businesses are scared to death that they're going to be forced to come up with health care for their employees when they really can't afford to offer it because they, frankly, don't make enough money. They can barely keep the company open, especially in these tough economic times for a lot of people. All right, jumping back to beard diplomacy and what happened. What happened was we got this bizarre glimpse. You could see the four of them sitting down, and that was, of course, as I mentioned before, Gates and Obama, the policeman, Sergeant Crowley, and Biden. And afterwards, everybody kind of released statements, except for the sergeant. He actually spoke. We're going to let you hear that a little bit later. And Gates's statement, what he said is, after being arrested and all that he went through, et cetera, and saying he was racially profiled and everybody having weighing in on that, he told the New York Times that when he first met up with Crowley, it was in the White House library, actually before they sat down to drink those beers. They were getting these individual tours. So he walked over, he said, and he shook his hand. And his quote was, "We hit it off right from the beginning." And listen to this part. "When he's not arresting you, Sergeant Crowley is a really likable guy." That's what Gates said about it. So, and then Gates has a website, and he went into more depth on the website, more than a couple of quotes to the New York Times. And what the poll report, because they had a group of reporters, you know, they have somebody go in and they can shoot from the side and all that sort of stuff. It seemed like Sergeant Crowley was doing most of the talking. Gates was listening. Obama was listening as well. And Biden, the vice president, was listening too. But it seemed like Crowley was really the guy who was talking. And is this a teachable moment? Because that was what it was billed as. This is a way to open more discussion to racial profiling and race in general. Or was it a missed opportunity? There was no apology. So there was no apology to Crowley. And many people who called America Tonight felt like Crowley shouldn't have even gone because he was owed an apology since he got blasted for, quote, acting stupidly, for the police department acting stupidly. So it's a good fair or foul. Successful or just a great big photo op that really doesn't go anywhere, to be honest. 800-259-5791. What do you think?
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $933.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.02, $480.01 for a half ounce, or $240.01 for the quarter ounce. That's $960.02, $480.01, or $240.01.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
But he was arrested. Professor Gates was. That was last week. And then the Pandora's box was ripped open, of course, on the whole incident. And Sergeant Crowley and the Cambridge Police Department, and even the woman who made the 911 call, has gotten death threats and been called a racist and had some horrible things happen to her. And she said nothing about a black man or anything, any description of that sort. Just called in and thought there was a break-in. And, of course, there wasn't a break-in. The professor was back from going to China, was exhausted, went to his house, couldn't get the key, was fumbling around, got help from the driver, and then the rest is history. The cop showed up, asked for the ID from Professor Gates. He got a little agitated, got cuffed, was photographed, arrested, etc., and it led to a beer garden festival of sorts, I'll call it, between the President Joe Biden, as I've already mentioned, Sergeant Crowley, and Professor Gates. So the question becomes a couple of things. One, does this really open up a dialogue for Americans about race relations and racial profiling and that sort of stuff? Or does it just stir the pot more in the wrong direction? And the other thing is, there wasn't an apology for Sergeant Crowley. Was he owed an apology? So was there a missed opportunity there? Because certainly when he gave his little press conference, he would have said that, hey, we had a great discussion. By the way, I was given an apology from the president for saying that the police acted stupidly and all that sort of stuff. But that didn't happen. And the controversy ensued after the president made those statements. Now, what he did say, if you remember last week, this is President Obama, he said, "I think, unfortunately, I gave an impression that was maligning the Cambridge Police Department and Sergeant Crowley specifically, and I could have calibrated those words differently." A lot of people think, hey, that's good enough. He's the President of the United States, so he took back the words. But the true apology, yeah, that didn't happen. 800-259-5791. Coming up a little bit later on America Tonight, hours in, we've got our cheap movie reviews, because it is the weekend once again. Funny People's coming out, an Adam Sandler flick that I think looks to be pretty good. Plus birthdays, there's a slew of famous people that are lighting the candles in another year. And this day in history, one of the moments, if you go back to the 70s, Jimmy Hoffa went missing in 1975. Yeah. How about that? Let's take a few. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi. Good evening, Kate.
Hello.
You know, this meeting today with Sergeant Crowley and Professor Gates and the President and Vice President Biden, and as you mentioned, he didn't get an apology. Sergeant Crowley didn't. That was very disappointing. I think clearly Professor Gates was in the wrong. And the President jumped out and made that silly statement that the Cambridge police were stupid. And I haven't heard or seen an apology about it. He's not going to, because
no.
That's not his program. You know, he talks about being transparent and showing diversity. And what this president seems to be about is reparations and revenge. You can't, you know, it seems to me it's unmistakable. You know, he wants a health care plan for everybody that we can't afford. I don't know how this man expects this to happen. So I'm very disappointed in him.
I'm disappointed, too, for other reasons than the ones you're saying. I'm disappointed for the dog and pony show that we're seeing out of Washington. The constant, let's go back to the, here's the mistakes that were made, it's not my fault. Let's forget about all that. Let's move forward. I don't understand that. And this whole thing goes to that same deal. Make it, you know, misspeaking, then trying to take it back so you don't look bad, but then not apologizing. I mean, what's all this about? This is the President of the United States, and he's having a beer fest. I don't get it.
Well, he sat in Reverend Wright's pew, Kate, for 20 years.
Yeah.
And you think it didn't have an effect on him? It sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got a wonderful opportunity to really do something. He's got both houses of Congress.
Right.
And he's not going to get this done because he can't pay for it. I just don't, you know, we're going to get some kind of reform, but I don't know. I don't think that you can spend this kind of money just because you think a minority group deserves a whole lot more than everybody else. And it's a terrible mistake.
Yeah, I think the health care reform, Dale, I agree. Thanks for the call. I agree that the health care reform is a mistake in the sense of the form that it is right now. Do I think there's problems with our health care system? Yes. I mean, there's white people, there's Hispanic people that are legally here, et cetera. Black people go through the board. The different ethnic backgrounds who are good, upstanding people, whatever, law-abiding people, who have something horrible happen to them. They can't afford the health care or some other situation. But I think what's being proposed, the sum of it, like I said before, it's like a jigsaw puzzle where half the pieces are thrown in the trash and you can't find them. And you say, oh, well, this is good enough. It's just, let's put this together. That's not going to work. Piecemealing it together is not going to work when it comes to our health. It's not happening. Quickly, just so you know this, I went over the police report, and in the report, because I wanted to make sure that I had it right, not just reading what other people said and talking to a few people, but Gates yelled accusations of racism. We all know that, right? He was saying that the officer had no idea who he was messing with and that the officer had not heard the last of it. So that was part of it, because he refused to provide the identification. When he did, he gave a university ID. It didn't show the address. They didn't verify the home. So he was warned to calm down, and then he was becoming disorderly, and that's what happened there. And even the Cambridge police, of course, were saying they wanted to release the 911 tapes and other information. They did release the 911 tapes of the woman who called in, but it cuts even deeper than that. I'll tell you some of the other things that I found out in the last couple of days that I'll talk about here in a second. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate. Van, if you're listening, bravo, bravo, bravo. You said something, and Kate didn't key off on it, and within the 2 minutes I have, I will, whatever you can give me. From the Ricci case, the fireman case in New Haven, Connecticut, to this green job czar, this guy named by Van Jones or Van Johnson, this black nationalist communist, to the people at Chrysler and GM, the bondholders who Obama said had to take it on the chin, this is about reparations. Van, look. He was absolutely correct. If you look at the people that are supposed to be helped by the stimulus, the people that are being squashed down, he didn't do anything for race tonight, for the race. Gates criticized the cop's mother. I mean, this is of a piece of what you can continue to see happening. I had a discussion with three friends, coworkers who happen to be African American, and I told them I ain't pulling no punches, I ain't backing down from nothing.
Yeah, but what did they say? What did the
one of them said that he never should have been arrested because he was in his own home in the afternoon. Another one said that he saw it was as profiling. And I said, why don't he just, if he's going into his own house, why don't you just dial the police yourself and say, look, I'm coming in my home. I had to do it when I had to get my keys in my place here. It was early in the morning. Oh, why do you have to do that with your own home? I said, because in Gates' position, if he knew that the police forces across the country are so racist and excuse my French, effed up, then he's a smart guy. He should have known he was going to get into, call the police ahead of time and say, look, I lost my keys. I have to get into my apartment. And he believes everybody around him is a freaking racist anyway. So why wouldn't he expect the police to do that? I'm not saying that the police, of course, I don't believe they were racist. But this guy believes everything he touches. And I spoke to a fellow who was a dedicated Black Panther. America, listen to this and listen good. This is not opinion, okay? Because of the color of your skin, if it's white, everything that you have has been you stole, and you can never, ever pay back what was taken from these people. This is what the Black Panthers believe, okay? Mm-hmm. That's just the flat-out truth. It sounds ugly, but it's the truth. Because of the color of your skin, you got everything that you got. That's what they believe, and that's what Gates believes. Unfortunately, I believe Obama believes it. And Robert Chittum wrote the book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. He predicted all of this 15 years ago. Thank you, Gates.
I don't agree with the Obama comment. I don't think Obama is a racist. I really don't get that from Obama at all. I think that you have a natural bias toward people that are around you, and he definitely has the natural bias. It's like the Chicago Mafia. I'll definitely cop to that one. Hang with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Talking about the gate situation with Sergeant Crowley and now the summit, the beer summit, as some are dubbing it, at the White House, which happened hours ago. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I have definite feelings about the Obama administration, and if you've listened to me for any length of time, you certainly know what I'm talking about. My description of the dog and pony show, I think, is accurate because there's constant backtracking and constant looking to what happened previously and several things that I thought were ridiculous. This, you know, throwing the CIA under the bus, outrageous, especially in these times where we have all these terror threats surrounding us that could bubble up, whether it's the homegrown stuff like in North Carolina or whether it's dealing with somebody overseas who wants to do something to the United States, to our bridges, our tunnels, whatever. I mean, it's not always talked about and it's not always put out there till well after the fact. But, of course, there have been threats that have been thwarted. We know that. Listen to Robert Mueller, the FBI director, when he's been called to testify about a bunch of different things, including Gitmo and why you can't take the prisoners from Gitmo and put them in prisons in the United States, even if they're in incredibly secure lockdown facilities where they're separated, because it radicalizes other prisoners in the system and it leads to all kinds of problems when some of them get out, right? So what we're talking about here is why there was no apology. There wasn't an apology from the president, right? And it's interesting. Couple of quick things. I said I would finish this up. Some things that I found out about. I told you about the police report. There was a bunch of details in that might have been missed about Gates. Really, really made a scene. He did. And so he was cuffed. That's what Sergeant Crowley did. He was asked repeatedly about the ID. I said the example. You heard Mark say his example. I've got three in my own life, and I already told you about one, the kick door robber in Las Vegas. The police came. When they came, they were great, but they asked me right away, and of course, I didn't have the ID sitting there. I had to get the ID, got the ID, was a license, showed the address on it, etc. That's definitely procedure. That's definitely what they have to do. Now, here's the thing. The door to Gates' home, of course, wasn't securable because, guess what? He had a break-in attempt at the place. There was a break-in attempt there before. So there, what happened was Crowley comes up, says he's investigating the report of the break-in, and then Gates starts to yell, you know, why? Because I'm a black man in America, and everybody gets their hackles up, and then you know what happened there. Now, Bill Cosby was on a radio show in Boston recently, because, of course, everybody's being asked for opinions about that, and there's a zillion different opinions on all sides of this. We know. We hear them here on our own little forum, America Tonight. And Bill Cosby, this is a quote, said, "If I'm the president of the United States, I don't care how much pressure people want to put on me about race. I'm keeping my mouth shut." And then he goes on to say, "I was shocked to hear the president making this kind of statement." So what a lot of people are wondering is why can't the president then apologize? Because the comments on Friday drew out the controversy that really wouldn't have been drawn out. And so there was no apology this time around either. And I think that was a mistake. I think Crowley was owed that because the police department looked bad. And they shouldn't have been made to look that way, not on a national stage. Because that's what he said. He said they acted stupidly. And then that's what happened, and we know we go from there. Now, as far as the president being racist, I think the president has natural biases, definitely, with the people that he surrounds himself with and with his causes and where he's going with it, the things that he's always done. But he was raised by a white woman. He was raised in, let's face it, he was raised in Hawaii. I think there are people around Obama that you might be able to label that, but I don't think deep down, I'm saying just the man himself, I don't think he's a racist. I can't give you that. I can't go the Glenn Beck way. I can't go down that highway. It'd be great to do that because then I could get big headlines for America Tonight and get more affiliates maybe, but I got to tell you what I think. You know, you always get the truth from me, and I am not a big fan of what I've seen from this administration for many, many, many reasons, and you know that, but I don't think that you can chump him into that, at least not yet, not from anything I've seen and not from people that I've talked to that have been around him. Now, are there others around him that have that agenda? So it seems there are, of course, the natural biases. And can you make claims about the Reverend Wright and some of the radical things that he says and how he feels the black man has been wronged and what he was preaching from the pulpit and ultimately that Obama, yes, was sitting there for all those years, and what did that put into his mind? Absolutely, you can stretch your mind and you can think about that, but I'm going to not go down there and say that he is a racist. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Okay, Kate, I will. No, just kidding. Hey,
I think the people, listen, I think the people around him, there are definitely people around him that have that agenda, and we know it.
Well, one of the problems I've noticed with Obama so far and the time that he's been in there is he comes out, and I understand he's in the most powerful position in the world, okay? But he flat out states, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know, and I don't know if you want to call it, you got to understand this guy hasn't been a politician that long.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't 20, 25 years on a job, you know, before he became president. And so I think he lacks, I don't know if you want to call it political maturity, and that, you know, well, I'll just give you an example. Okay, he said, we will have health reform. Well, you know, instead of just throwing off like, well, we're working for health reform, you know, he says, we will have it, you know, and then it's thrown back in his face because then, you know, the Republicans are just like, oh, yeah, we're going to do, you know, anything to, you know, to play the little political game they play in Washington, you know. Yeah. And he, so he comes out a lot of times and he just says, this is what, you know, this is it, and this is what's going to be. And he puts himself out on a limb by doing that, you know. And same thing with, you know, he didn't have the facts of this case. He just, you know, this was a friend of his, you know, and he knows, you know, Dr. Gates, you know, ideas, you know, and he was just probably going, hey, if my friend Dr. Gates said he felt like he was being discriminated against, then, you know, but he didn't have the whole facts of the case. And so, you know, he basically put his foot in his mouth and, you know, and he's retracted it. And that's it. Well, not completely, because he's upset the police department up there. But you know, but he's just got to, you know, there's a lot of things that he said, you know, that have just been, you know, we're going to do this, you know, and it takes an agreement from a lot of people to be able to get that thing done, you know.
Right. Bingo. What you just said there is the gist of it, Don. It's just the way our system is. You have to be able to work the system, and you have to have a certain amount of diplomacy, even if you want to strangle the guy across the table, even if you really do have different thoughts. You cannot do that as the leader of the free world. You have to. I think Bill Cosby is right. You have to hang back and be careful about the things you say. One, for how they could be possibly misconstrued, and two, not to appear to not have that ability to make, you know, to be the peacemaker, to work both sides, to be the objective guy, the guy who wants to get things done for the United States. It's just not how it works. I mean, look at when they catch people off cuff, and you know what a big deal that is. It's like Bush. Bush would hold back some of the stuff that he would normally say, some of the things he would normally say. Remember they caught him that one time with the New York Times reporter where his mic was still on and he said a disparaging thing about that lefty commie or whatever he said. And so that was his true thoughts coming through, but he never said stuff like that when he could help it anyway in public.
But hey, Kate, we got to talk about the fun thing for the whole day. You know what that was, don't you?
What was the fun thing?
Well, you heard the big news out of the New York Times with Manny and Poppy, yeah?
With Nancy Pelosi?
No, Manny and Poppy.
Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz. The fact that both of them have been nabbed, they're both dopers too.
Yeah, they were on the juice, and you know, there's a lot of Boston fans that right now are sitting back going, you know, oh, man, you know, because, heck, you know, if these guys weren't juiced, maybe we don't win, you know. But, you know, 86 years with a drought, and they finally get a World Series, and now they find that it was tainted. And you know, and I've already told you, because, you know, I'm the biggest athletics fan, and you know, how do I feel about the 89, you know, with the Bash brothers, McGuire and Canseco, and, you know, we thank goodness another reason why we beat the Giants in the Earthquake World Series, and now we know both of them were juiced. You know, and so it's just kind of like, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I'm happy. I've never regretted it because we took out the Giants, you know, and we have to keep those cross-bay turkeys, you know, in check, you know. but, you know, and at the same time, you know, hey, you know what? You know, if that's what it takes to knock off the Yankees, then fine. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm, you know, here's the bottom line. Hank Aaron said it the other day. He thinks there should be an asterisk next to people's names if they're in the Hall of Fame, if they were juicers. But I think most of them aren't going to get voted in their lifetime if this continues and there's this roll call of people who were doping, if for lack of a better word, or on steroids, whatever.
I'll tell you, Kay, what I really think needs to happen, and this wouldn't be nice, but I think I told you once before, you know how like when you were a kid and you took a test and only three people in the class passed the test, so the teacher said, hey, we're going to throw the whole test out and redo it again.
Right.
And it's not fair to the three of you that passed the test and the rest of the class was a bunch of turkeys, you know, and didn't study or whatever. Well, I think that's what's happened with this steroid, or they do have a pretty good grip on it right now because they, you know, they caught Manny doing it again, obviously, recently, and they need to just say, hey, you know, anybody who played between 85 and 2005, you know, sorry, you know, the records are tainted from those 20 years, and even if you were a great guy, the pitcher, the guy who pitched for the Padres last and the Cubs.
Oh, yes. Hang on. We're going to talk more about that on the flip side. Thanks, Don. We're going to have sports shorts actually next. Erin Andrews will talk about what happened to her and the guys that are Jews. Hang with us.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Coming up, sports shorts, Erin Andrews, a female attractive reporter for ESPN, who became a star of the internet by certainly not her own doing. She had no idea that there were nude video pictures of her. We'll tell you more about that coming up around the bend. Also, what Don just brought up, of course, David Ortiz, Big Pappy, the big-time legend, and what he did for the Bo Sox, now on the list, too, as a juicer guy. And here's the thing. From doing sports shows forever, I would always ask people, does it bother you that these guys are juiced? Does it bother you that you find out your hero is not such a great guy after all because he wasn't clean, so would he have had as many RBI, home runs, etc., especially? Would he have those big numbers if he wasn't stacked? And always people would call and they just wanted to win. I would more times, at least 70% of the people that called were like, who cares? Except for in cases where you had like a Roger Clemens and he had such a chip on his shoulder and was denied, threw his wife under the bus, said that she was in the Sports Illustrated and she had been obviously juiced for that, so she looked right, and all this other nonsense that happened with him. I won't even go in that direction. But other than that, and people pounding on him or pounding on Barry Bonds for the other guys, everybody would say, well, you know, if everybody else did it, why? I guess, you know, they had to do it to keep up. Give me a break. Come on now. So we'll dive into that, too. But wrapping up this, and you can still throw in your two cents, like Dale did, like Mark did, like Don did on the Beer Fest at the White House, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I think the biggest thing is still Sergeant Crowley. He didn't get an apology. To have in front of the national audience the President of the United States saying the police acted stupidly, man, that's obviously, that's not good for the Cambridge Police Department. And they felt slighted, and Obama, of course, has tried to reach out to them, and then that was the idea of coming to the White House, and will there be more dialogue and all that other sort of stuff. Okay, absolutely. Was Gates wrong in his overblown reaction? I think, yeah, because if you really read the description, it wasn't argumentative. It was like he went way over the top, don't you know who I am, and all that other sort of stuff. But, you know, could something good come out of this? Gates and Sergeant Crowley may end up doing some things together. It sounds like they could have other meetings. He works with the police department and racial sensitivity. Gates, you know what he does with Harvard. That's his forum, is the Black Studies, etc. I don't know. Maybe something comes out of that if they truly hook up there. But I think who gets slighted in all of this is, one, the woman who gets the barrage of angry phone calls, the 911 calls, and also Crowley, because that had to be embarrassing to have that said on the tube, especially with that many people watching and the president pushing the health care reform. Yeah, I think that there could have been a better apology, certainly, to him, and he didn't get that, so he didn't walk away with apology. So I think that was a missed opportunity, absolutely. Matt, you've been following this, of course, here on America Tonight, and we're talking about it constantly. Your take on the Obama thing?
Well, I think originally, you know, he bungled it, of course, by coming out so strongly against the police officer. But then he did something that I thought was a good idea, which was, you know, kind of handle it like, you know, a couple of guys at the bar, you know, like, all right, let me buy you a beer, we'll talk this out and, you know, squash it, we'll be done with it.
Right.
But then, you know, the media obviously had to make a big deal out of it and turn it into a joke, pretty much. Like, just, it looked so staged and just, I don't know, kind of ridiculous, I thought. And then fussing over the different types of beer and why it's not American beer and all that, you know, give me a break. You know, they're having a couple beers, get over it. And I think that's just the thing with all this, is just everybody's got to get over their sensitivity about everything. And, you know, Gates obviously overreacted a little bit. Crowley seems like he handled himself okay. And then Obama, because he was Gates' friend, you know, acquaintance, took his word for it, and then when it comes out, he's like, all right, I've reviewed the facts, and it looks like Gates kind of overreacted a little bit, and that's kind of how everyone agreed upon things. So it looks like, you know, it's kind of a lot of smoke, not tons of fire.
Yeah, and I think that was the problem. The problem is is what Don said earlier. You know, that's the thing. Obama is a good speaker. He's a good speaker in the campaign trail, but there's just an art to doing the political thing. And certainly he's not the only one who's dropped the ball on it. I mean, hey, remember Clinton when he was saying, I did not have sex with that woman, and then he has to come back and eat his words on that and how awkward that was. And here's the thing. I think in politics, it's all about the art of denial. And if you're trying to be a straight shooter, then you got to be a straight shooter when you apologize, too, or when you can't muckety-muck it up, and you just got to get right to the heart of it and just say it. So it was one of those things, I agree. It got overblown, and it got overblown because of the original comments of Obama. Like you said, he took his word for it, and that blew up in his face. That's exactly what happened. I think Bill Cosby was right. What Bill Cosby said was dead on. It certainly doesn't help the cause. If you're trying to really honestly have open, racial, no-holds-barred discussions, be really honest about feelings, and not be politically correct. And that's the problem. We have PC flying all around us. PC that gets people fired. PC that tries to shut down talk show hosts. All that kind of stuff. Then you can't honestly have that kind of a discussion. You need to really air it out if that's the case, right? Speaking of airing it out, boy, Aaron Andrews, who pops up doing college football, very attractive. If you're a football fan, if you're a sports fan, you might have seen her doing sports reports, particularly with college football. You know how that is. You go to these big venues like the Big House in Michigan, and there's 100,000 people there, and a lot of them have had a few drinks and stuff. So imagine that all these people, all these rabid ESPN, could there be a bigger brand, fans have seen you on the internet nude because there was some video posted of you. Now, nobody knew who you were before, but then suddenly it becomes known that, yes, you are that naked woman. Here was the 911 call she made.
The cab 911, what's the address of your emergency?
I have been in the news recently about being on in a hotel naked. And I have paparazzi outside my window, and I was told by law enforcement that if I did, to call 911.
You want to meet with an officer man when they come out?
Yeah, these guys are sitting in their car outside my house right now. I would like to tell the officer to have them leave because the cops have told me to call 911 if they're outside my house.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Erin. My last name is Andrews. I'm all over the news right now.
I'm not familiar.
I'm the girl that was videotaped without her knowing, without her clothes on in the hotel.
Really?
And I got two assholes sitting outside my house.
I'm so sorry.
I am too. Thank you. I cannot believe these jerks are knocking on my door. Such assholes. Okay, Mom, you're totally being obvious. They know I'm here because I have a car out front. So they know I'm inside. I have private security that I'm working with, but they're not with me currently, and they said call 911. They're looking at me through my window.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I did nothing wrong, and I'm being treated like fucking Britney Spears, and it sucks. I'm sorry.
Wow. So Erin Andrews, like I said, what happened was she was videotaped in her hotel room in the nude. They think it could be an ESPN photographer, somebody maybe traveling with her. They were investigating it, and several times that happened, it was, like I said, placed on the internet. I mean, this is an attractive girl who was at one time a University of Florida dance team person and now became an internet sensation. Websites had things that referred to her as Erin Page Views because of the traffic that she generated. Playboy magazine named her the sexiest sportscaster in 2008 and 2009, and she's done sports for the network since 2004, pretty much always as a sideline reporter. Wow, that 911 call was something. Matt, how about that 911 call? She's got paparazzi staking her out.
Yeah, it would not be fun to be her right now. She didn't do anything to deserve it. Now she's got people following her around day and night.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, somebody said she's the Palin of the sports world. What does that mean? I got a couple of emails, and then it was on Huffington Post. That's what she was described as. But an awful situation for her, no doubt. And imagine somebody you trust is there probably shooting this video of you, then posting it all over the place. My, oh, my. Hey, you can flip me an email on anything, americatonight.net.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.